Hey, what's up, everybody? This is BJ Murphy. On today's episode of the 20 Minute Morning Show, we've got a great guest. He's a two-time cancer survivor. His name is Lorenzo Williams, and he also recently survived a bout with COVID-19 where the doctors, knowing that he was immunocompromised, thought he wasn't going to leave the hospital. He only stayed there for 7 days. He survived their prognosis because the brother fights cancer and COVID-19 through nutrition. He and his wife have a fascinating story. He's got a new book that's coming out this spring, and the brother is sharing some of his life story with us on how he survived cancer. He and his wife fought to stay alive through nutrition, and his company is called Journey to Better Health. Journey to a Better Health is located in Wisconsin. And let me give you his phone number, because you're going to want this number. Write this number down, all right? 414-368-3462. And as we go into this story, you're going to know why I gave you the number up front, so you can have that number, because this journey is fascinating. And he's going to talk about it right now. All right, Lorenzo, you had two bouts with cancer. Tell us about your first round.
The first time I had cancer, I was 17. I was just getting ready to turn 18. Wow. And then I had a rare bladder cancer in 2018 and was given 3 to 4 months to live.
Wow. Well, how old were you when you came down with the bladder cancer?
48 years old, around there. Wow. In my late 40s.
What were some of the symptoms of the bladder cancer, Lorenzo?
It's kind of weird. I went through a series of things, and I think it all kind of probably stemmed from the first time that I was sick. When I was 18 years old, I had quite a few things missing from my body. Mm-hmm. You know, I was lacking a spleen and, you know, a thyroid. I had some major radiation. But what ended up happening, maybe a couple of years before we found out what was going on, I had started noticing just some blood spotting in my underwear. You know, at first it started getting worse and worse. And then I finally it bothered me right away, and I started checking on it. And they were always telling me that I had a bladder infection. You know, they really, really wasn't digging into it. And to be really honest with you, I don't know if it was because of my ethnicity or was because of my insurance. They never really, really was just looking into it like I think they should have.
So you did your own investigation. You were digging deeper because you said, man, something ain't right with my body. I know it ain't.
Things have started getting worse. And then I started urinating out, you know, some blood.
Wow.
I would see blood in my urine.
Wow.
And then things began to escalate. And then I ended up started urinating blood clots.
Mm.
Out of the size of a 50 cents piece.
Gig, Jesus Christ.
And they were coming out one after another, man.
Wow.
It was multiple blood clots coming out of my body.
Mm.
And I called my wife in the bathroom. I mean, listen, you know, as men, you know, women know their body and men know their body. You know, what we have to urinate out of is a very, very small hole.
Yes, sir.
And like I said, blood clots was pushing out of me the size of a 50 cents piece, brother. I could have fainted.
Man, that's crazy.
Seeing that come out of me like
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so I called my wife in the bathroom, and she came in there, and we rushed to the hospital, man. And we pretty much had to demand that they look further into my situation.
That's kind of mind numbing right there now. I mean, because, you know, a lot of us, man, we won't go to the doctor, man. We won't go until things get worse. And I'm just thinking about a lot of my family members and people who are suffering in great pain. And they just won't go to the doctor, right?
Especially African-American men, we just won't go to the doctor and get checked out. But, you know, it's very important to be able to listen to your body. And I think I can contribute that because of the earlier experience that I had when I was 18, I had gotten lymphoma. And I'll come back to the bladder thing, but I had gotten something called lymphoma, which was a cancer of the lymph node cells. I had a really huge knot in my neck when I was about 18 years old. Went and got that checked out, and they did a biopsy and found out that it was lymphoma, which is cancer of the lymph nodes in your cells. And, you know, then they immediately took out my spleen. They shot me full of radiation. And the radiation later on, years later, destroyed my thyroid. Mm. So they had to take my complete thyroid out of my body.
Wow.
So I was lacking a spleen. I was lacking a thyroid. So my body was already compromised. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
When all of these things happened to me. So my point was, going through that early in life, it just kind of gave me an alert of how to read my body. Just to be real simple about it, if a person has a common cold, or if you're dizzy, or if you're not feeling well, or you're not feeling normal, you get weak, it's your body speaking to you.
Yes. Leaving conventional medicine and that wisdom of that world alone, and trying to find other ways to heal our bodies with nutrition. And that's what they don't talk about. Even with the COVID-19, they're not even talking about nutritional avenues that we could build up our immune system.
I mean, when you go to the doctor, their title is they're a licensed practitioners.
Right.
The root word for practitioner is practice. They're practicing.
Mm.
They don't have the answers. You got what I'm saying? So what we found out, you know, during our journey is you go to them to get a diagnosis.
Yeah.
And then you do your research. They're not talking about nutrition.
Right.
Doctors, they're not talking about nutrition because they can't get paid from telling people how to heal themselves naturally.
So, Lorenzo, let's go back to the bladder cancer. How did you heal from that bladder cancer?
Let me tell you how they found out what was going on. They had to use a tool to go inside of me to take a biopsy. And then when they did the biopsy, they found out that I had a rare bladder cancer. It was like the name was so, they give you these big long names and stuff that you don't understand, but it was a evasive poorly differential sarcoma with squamous sarcomatose features. Mm. That's what they told me when they came back in the office.
Right.
And in other words, in layman terms, it's an aggressive, sneaky, rare bladder cancer. You got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was a cancer that they had never had any experience with. And they told me the only thing that they could do for me is cut out my bladder and take my prostate from me.
Mm.
That's what they told me that they could do for me.
Wow.
And at the time, my wife was still my fiance. I told her, I said, honey, I said, I can't live like that. And then she said, well, we're going to get a second opinion. We're going to do a research. My wife had already started her natural journey before we had gotten together.
Okay.
She had begun her natural journey. And, you know, once I got with her, I had began to eat better anyway. And so we decided, after the doctor told me that I had this rare bladder cancer. And, you know, just imagine what that did to me after I survived cancer the first time. I mean, it was mind blowing. You know, when me and my wife left out of that doctor's office, man, we went and sat in the car for an hour, man,
wow,
just crying.
Mm.
And after we got through doing that, I looked at my wife and I said, I want to fight. And we made up our mind that we were going to contain the cancer until we could figure out how to get it out of me.
Wow.
And by that, what we did was we decided that we was going to cut out all unnatural foods in our diet.
Mm.
We decided that we were going to take meat out of our diet. We're going to completely take dairy out of our diet. We was going to completely take sugar out of our diet. And we went on a mission. We began to do a research. We went to see a naturalist. That's the first experience that I had with Dr. Sebi.
Wow.
I did some research and Dr. Sebi came up. We began some of his journey. I mean, we created a regimen for my body. And the only thing that we did was we focused. We never, ever focused on cancer.
Mm.
Because cancer is a man-given name. That's just something. Diabetes, that's all man-given names. So what we did was we just began to focus on nutrition,
right,
putting nutrition in the body.
You came up with the right nutritional balance to arrest the cancer where it was.
That was the goal.
Yeah.
That was our thinking. That was our faith.
Yes.
Our faith, you know, that was through our faith. And we started asking for wisdom so that we could find a natural way. Because we believe that if it was something naturally that can destroy you, then God surely has something natural that can heal you.
Teach.
We believed that from the beginning. Man. And we went on that journey, man. We went on that journey.
With this rare form of cancer, right? So are you trying to tell us that from that point, when you and your fiance, your wife, was weeping over that prognosis in your car, and you guys said nutrition is the way to reverse or eradicate this cancer out of your body. Tell us about what that entailed.
It was just such a process. It's kind of hard to just jump into it, but I can tell you that once we found out what it was, and we began to tell family members and stuff like that, one of the things that popped up for us was something called soursop. Have you ever heard of that?
Man, my wife got us drinking that right now, brother. Praise God.
You got to be careful what you're drinking. See, because a lot of what we're putting in our body, we have to look at the ingredients that's in it.
Right.
We have to stay away from sugar and a whole bunch of other things. A lot of this stuff is on our website. We went really hard on soursop, but I'm going to tell you something that's really, really huge that we found out. So you're familiar with alkalinity, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so your body is made of 70% water, but your body is made of alkalinity.
Right.
So what we found out is that sickness can't live in an alkalinity environment.
Right.
Alkaline suffocates sickness.
Yes.
So we began to fill my body full of alkalinity. Man, I began to drink lots of alkaline water. We find the best, the highest pH balance of alkaline water that we could drink. And that's the only thing that we put in our body. Well, we didn't, you know, that's all I was drinking was alkaline water. I began to drink half of my body weight in alkalinity. And we began to seek out foods that was high in antioxidants and alkaline. Like there's a food called dandelion root.
Okay.
We began to put that type of vegetables, kale. Have you heard of, I'm sure you know of kale.
Yes, sir.
So you can remember when we used to go to the store, man, for our parents. And as we grew into adulthood, we'd go into the store and we'd be going after iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
To come home and feed our families and our families. Well, we'd look at kale in the store and look right past it. Well, kale is one of the most nutritious vegetable that you can have. That's full of antioxidants and alkaline.
Mm.
So wow. We just begin to put all of these things in our body. We did sea moss, bladder rack. We just went on this complete mission to fill my body full of nutrition. But what we did was we focused on the bladder area. So whenever a person has a sickness, you need to find nutrition that focuses on that area.
Yes.
You got what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I love it.
But you have to be willing. First of all, it was the thinking. I never received defeat. I knew that I was going to heal the moment I was told that I wasn't going to heal. Now, I ended up over at the Mayo while we had started this journey. We called Cancer Center of America first.
Okay.
And Cancer Center of America told me and my wife, in order for them to help us, we needed to have $25,000 deposit. And we had to have $250,000 in a retainer fund in order for them to even see us.
Jesus.
It was mind blowing.
Wow.
Because, you know, we've been looking at Cancer Center of America on our TVs for ever since we were younger.
Yeah.
So we thought that they would help anybody, but that's not true. We need to understand these things.
Did you have insurance? Yeah. Did you have insurance back then?
I didn't have really, really, really great insurance. But Cancer Center of America won't take regular insurance. You have to have high-end insurance to go to Cancer Center of America.
Wow. So that just eliminates a whole race of people right there, because, you know, we don't have no kind of good insurance.
When I tell you mind-blowing, it was mind-blowing to even know, because in our minds, we've always thought that Cancer Center of America would help anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only that, they'll only help you if you're in their location. You have to live in the location area of where they are.
Wow.
But someone mentioned the Mayo Clinic to us. My dad uh-huh. mentioned the Mayo Clinic, and we reached out to Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic told us that we needed to have a deposit of $10,000 for them to look at our case. And we ran over to the Mayo Clinic. went to the Mayo Clinic. The Mayo Clinic looked at our file, looked at my situation, and they said, hey, we can take this cancer out of you, but we're going to have to cut out a portion of your bladder, and we believe we can get to the cancer. And me and my wife was like, well, cool, we'll take it. You know, then my wife, they scheduled us for an appointment. We paid the fee. They scheduled us for an appointment. And then my wife said to me, honey, we got to get married. And so at the time, I'm thinking like, well, we got to get married before so fast. But she was so wise.
Yeah.
Because she said, we have to get married, sweetheart, because if we're not married, I can't speak on your behalf.
That's a good woman right there, boy. Good God, man, almighty. You blessed, man.
Blessed, brother. I mean, this woman went to bat. She fasted harder than I did.
Wow.
When let me tell you something. It's not easy, my brother, to change your whole lifestyle of eating.
Yes, sir.
It's not an easy thing. But when you're battling for your life, you have to make a decision.
Yes, teach.
And we decided that we were going to fight. So we ended up over at Mayo. Mayo did the surgery. Instead of them taking out 10% of my bladder, they had to take out 20% of my bladder. Not only did they take out 20% of my bladder, but they had to take out 20 more lymph nodes out of my body. Now, do your lymph nodes, for FYI, your lymph nodes is an organism, many organisms, that is like a drain pocket that takes away waste from your body and helps fight your body. Now, remember, I don't have a spleen. I don't have a thyroid. And now they've just taken out over 20-something lymph nodes out of my body. They took all of my lymph nodes from the left side of my bladder and some from the right side. Okay? 2 months later, the cancer came back, spread it into the lining of my stomach and in the walls of my rib cage.
Wow.
The doctors over at Mayo, they sent me back over to Wisconsin, kind of just sent me back over here. And I walked into a doctor's office with my mother, my wife, my dad, and the doctor sat down and asked me, what's your plans for the next 3 to 4 months? And I said, what do you mean? He said, what is your plans, Lorenzo? I'm asking you, what's your plans? You have to get your affairs in order. I said, just tell me what's going on, doc. He said, well, I have to tell you legally that you have 6 months to a year to live, and you probably won't make it past 3 to 4 months.
Wow, man. What was the feeling in the room, man, when he said that?
Man, my mom was just sitting there. My wife didn't receive it at all. She had a look of, I don't want to hear that on her face.
Yeah.
My mom was just sitting there. My dad was we're really close, mom and dad, and dad was just in shock. He just was sitting there. The doctor walked out of the room. I got up and walked by the window and was looking out of the window and was crying a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I turned around to my family. I said, don't nobody repeat this in the air. Don't nobody repeat this to nobody. Don't nobody even say it in the air.
Right, right.
I said, we don't receive that. My mama said, I know that's right.
Come on.
My wife said, yes, baby. And we walked out of there, man, and we went harder than we ever did. Listen, the doctor said, the only thing that we can offer you right now, sir, is chemotherapy. And the chemotherapy, we haven't had any success with this cancer. We don't have a record of anyone surviving this cancer. The only thing we can offer you is some chemo, but we know that you won't survive. At that moment, I had a conversation with my wife. My wife said to me, she said, sweetheart, the only thing that they're doing at this point is experimenting on you.
Wow.
She said, if they're going to experiment, then let us experiment.
Come on.
On ourselves. I said, come on, baby. Let's go.
Go ahead.
We turned down all traditional medicine.
Wow.
We turned down everything.
Fearless.
And we went on an all natural journey, brother.
Man, go ahead.
And you know, we did have some, I got a cousin, man, who's a top pastor, who's a really, really huge pastor over here in Wisconsin.
Yes, sir.
And he walked with me the whole way. He just stepped out of a pastor road and became a family member, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And the man stood in the pulpit and said, this cancer is going to be gone in 5 months. Listen, we received it. We went on a mission. We changed our diet. Listen, man, we went on a mission. We started going after, we started putting probiotics in my body, ginseng, black seed oil, soursop. We just cut every single meat, dairy product out, man, and the cancer started shrinking.
Whoa. Go ahead. That's incredible. That's incredible.
We started going back to the doctor. The doctor said, listen, you should, then they did offer me something. It was something called Keytruda.
Okay.
Keytruda is a medication that is supposed to be an immune system builder.
Right.
So I took a couple of shots of that. And then my wife said, no more. We're not taking that no more. I said, okay, then we ain't taking that no more. And we just started filling our body. We just nothing but nutrition, nothing but nutrition. All the way through, and the cancer just kept shrinking.
Wow.
We kept going to see this doctor. This doctor that gave me 3 to 4 months to live, he's got a statement on my website right now that he spoke out of his mouth saying that he's never seen anything like this in his whole career. The doctors over at the Mayo Clinic, they said that out of 100, if 100 people had cancer, only 5% of the people would ever have this type of cancer, and there would be no survivors from this cancer.
Wow. So your healing was like it's left the medical world baffled.
Right now, today, all of these doctors, they're all saying that they've never seen anything like this in career, in their whole career, and they're literally saying that I am a walking miracle. I am a living day miracle is what's being said about me right now.
So, and that's
I say that humbly.
And in their world, but in God's world, this is the way it's supposed to go down.
Because, this is the way it's supposed to go down.
Because y'all use nutrition. See, this show right here, brother, is going to give so many people so much hope. And I hope it's the most listened to show I've ever done in my life, because it gives hope. And we're looking for the healing. And what you did, anybody can do if they have the will to survive.
We want to give all honor.
Yes.
To, you know, I am a believer.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I'm a believer.
That's right.
I believe in the fruit of the spirit.
Come on.
I believe in love, joy, peace, long suffering,
yes,
meekness. I believe in these things.
Yes, sir.
And what I'm saying to everyone is, I'm saying that I'm not coming against anyone's belief system. All I'm saying is that the God that I believe can heal you.
But you got to do some work. Like
you,
you have to
do some faith.
Yeah, you got to do
faith without works is dead.
And you know, so people got to be willing to change their lifestyle, because we are eating ourselves to the grave.
The U.S. diet is terrible.
It's terrible, man. And we got to get rid of it. And the scripture says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins. And it's a sin the way we have eaten.
Gluttony is a
gluttony
sin.
Gluttony is a sin.
It's
yes,
a
sir.
Sin.
Right.
Do you know that one of the biggest sins that it is to destroy your vessel? Do you know that your vessel is a representation of God?
Come on, teach.
And to destroy your vessel, and that's more than one way. That's drugs. That's all of the different things that we put inside of our bodies to destroy God's vessel. That's almost like an abomination unto God.
Right.
Because. Because you are a walking, and I don't want to be preachy,
man, teach.
but you are a walking representation of God. Just when you wake up in the morning,
man,
we have to begin to use nutrition. So my wife said something that was so powerful. And I really respect her, because, you know, she could have walked off on me.
Yes, sir.
But she fought with me, because we wasn't even married yet, brother.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But she stayed and she fought. But she said something that was so powerful to me. She said that, you know, you got all your tools that God gave you. You have to use your tool. Your mind is your tool.
Right.
So God gave you your mind to use it. So you have to tap into him for his wisdom.
Man.
You got what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Man, your wife, man, look, but let's give honor and props to her right now. Because without her, you wouldn't be here. Ain't well, no way you would be here.
I'll say this.
Yes.
What I will say is, my saying was this, that God is in control. I think that the ultimate decision, whether my wife was here or not, that he was, that he has the final say. But what I will say is that he put her there because he know that I needed her
to survive. Come on, man. And that's what I'm saying, that, you know, we know God is the ultimate decision maker and whether we live or die. But when you got a good woman and you listen to your woman, man, and trust her because she has your best interest at heart, you can't lose.
You cannot lose. Listen, I found out through this experience, man, and, you know, we need to have a further talk about this, because a lot of times, you know, you can get a bad man and you can get a bad woman. But to find a rare one is a fine pearl in a thin place.
Come on.
But when you find one, you better recognize that you got one.
That's right.
And the wisdom that a woman has, I found out what it means to have a true helpmeet.
Yes.
Through this situation, what it means to have a helpmeet. See, my wife, she loved me enough. I showed her that I was worthy of her love, and she loved me enough to where she became one with me, so that we would survive. If I would have died, she would have died.
Wow.
And she wasn't finna let that happen. Plus, I had a newborn baby with her too. So,
wow,
she wasn't finna let me go out here and leave her with this.
I know, that's right. That sister was fighting. You ain't leave me out here by myself. Hey, so man, we talked about so much, Lorenzo. I know you got your book coming out this spring, man.
Yeah,
and you just giving up so much information, and I could just, you know, you got the Holy Spirit on you, brother. The way you are teaching us and you lifting us. And you giving us so much hope.
Thank you, brother.
Family members who are sick right now, because people are listening to this show. And what should we be taking every day? And what do you take every day to build up your immune system so we can begin to fight this cancer that's in our bodies?
Well, let me say this. I also just recently, 3 months ago, I actually had COVID. I was in ICU for for 7 days.
Right.
Now, I contribute that to the lack of immune system that I have.
Yes.
I went to a bachelor party and then I ended up in around a bunch of cigarette smoke and all that stuff. I wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
But it affected me because I already have a compromised immune system. But if I didn't have the nutrition that I have in my body, I would not have made it. A couple of things that I will say that people need to have in their body right now. You definitely need to have magnesium.
Okay.
Because magnesium, it helps fight a lot of things in your body. It helps with low blood pressure. It's an anti-inflammatory.
Mm.
You got what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because if someone's fighting like COVID and all that, see, that's inflammation to your lung area.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And it helps to just break down different areas of your body. It depends on what type of sickness that a person is dealing with. But I take like black seed oil. I take ginkgo. Black seed oil is high in antioxidants. It helps with cholesterol. It protects brain health. It's an anti-cancer fighter. I take, like I said, the ginseng. It also boosts your immune system. We take B12. We take B6. There's a lot of this stuff is on our website. So it's really, really kind of hard to answer exactly what a person should be taking depending on what kind of sickness they have.
So what are some of the foods that we should stay away from, though?
Well, of course, most people know pork.
Yes.
You want to be honest with you, you want to stay away from meat, period.
Yeah.
Beef is terrible because you can't digest it.
Mm.
It tastes great, but you can't digest it.
Yes, sir.
So what it does is it sits on the walls of your, like when a person goes and they get a colonoscopy test and they pulling off polyps.
Yes.
Well, those polyps is leftover bacteria from meats and stuff that didn't digest on your wall.
Wow. So can we fast those away by restricting our intake of the foods that are processed, right? Get away from meats, get away from the dairy, and mix fasting with good nutrition.
We do a regular cleansing. See, what by me being in church and religion, I always associated fasting with a religious process.
Right.
But fasting is just for you to bring your body under subjection.
Mm.
You have to cleanse out all of the stuff that you're putting in your body.
Right.
So we cleanse every other month. Most of the time for over 30 days. I just came off of a 7-day all liquid cleanse.
Wow.
Because you want to get nutrients in your body, and you want to transfer out. You want to give your liver and your body a chance to filter itself. Just think about this. Now they're talking about right now, if you're looking at every store that you go in all over the country, there's a shortage.
Right.
Things are beginning to disappear off the shelf. Why? Because we don't have people working the borders. Foods are spoiling. Things are happening. Well, if you don't know how to bring your body under subjection, if we do have a situation where there is a lack of food, then people are going to go nuts because they have no self-control.
Mm.
This is all biblical, by the way.
Right. Because we are heading to the famine now. We're heading to famine.
The famine is on the way.
Yes, sir.
It's on the way.
Right.
So we have to bring our bodies under subjection, cleanse your body so that your body can sustain itself, you know, through nutrition, learning how to do things. I mean, I don't mean to jump subjects away from the health, but if you want to, the other thing is you have to stay away from dairy.
Yes.
Because dairy causes mucus in your body.
Yes, sir.
Mucus causes disease in your body.
Right.
COVID-19 goes, it's a family member. It loves mucus.
Mm. Inflammation.
It loves inflammation because your warring soldiers can't fight when you're full of mucus. That's why it's so important for you to fill your body full of alkalinity.
So how much water do you drink a day?
I'm set up to drink 2.5 gallons of water a day.
Wow. And that's alkaline water.
All alkalinity.
Yes.
Listen, it's not only the water that you drink, but it's the solvents that you use in your home, your detergent, the water that's coming through. You have to understand, brother, your body is nothing but a humongous pore.
Yes.
Somebody asked me a question. Is it good when you perspire? Well, when you perspire, your body is getting rid of waste in your body.
Mm.
But you can't perspire if you're not doing anything. That's why people sit around and they're not doing anything. They get obese.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting rid of it. That's why exercise is important.
How much do you sleep?
Now, that's very important. Because of all of the things that I have been through within my body, that had been the biggest struggle for me is my rest. Rest is very important. For all of this, and that's something that I'm working on now. Our organization is called Journey to a Better Health. If you don't mind, our website is journey2abetterhealth.com. We're also on Instagram at j2abetterhealth.com, and we're also on Facebook and other outlets. Rest is the most important. See, if you go to sleep, right? And you wake up tired, it means that your mind didn't rest.
Mm.
So now my day cuts off at a certain time and we're in bed at a certain time now.
Go through that. Go through that time, the wake up time, what you put in your body to bedtime.
See, everybody's body is different. My body wakes up every day around 2:30, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
And my body wants to rest some more between 5 and 7.
Okay.
So I have to be trying to get me some rest around 8 a.m., 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because my body wakes up at a certain time.
Okay.
You got what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So everybody's body wakes up different. So you have to get your own sleeping pattern.
Right.
You got what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Actually, your body is supposed to wake up early.
Right.
But my body does it on its own, but it's not healthy if I'm not getting that those hours of sleep that I need. You should be getting at least 8 hours of sleep a day.
Okay.
Well, if I would say, me and my wife argue about this. I say a person needs about 5 hours of sleep. My wife says you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Okay.
And I would say humbly, she might be right.
Okay. But if you're getting, well, when you go to bed, if you good and tired and you just boom, fall off to sleep and you get a good hard 5 hours of uninterrupted sleep, you know what I'm saying? I guess that could work for you, right?
But it shouldn't. It depends on your body.
Yeah.
It depends on what type of shape you in. It depends on what kind of health you in. All of that matters.
Okay.
But what I do know is that when you are ill and you are fighting, rest is a very important part of your healing process.
Mm. Mm.
Sleep and rest is very important when you are dealing with sickness and illness.
Yeah.
It's very important that you get rest.
You know, that's one of the things that Dick Gregory is talking about. We don't drink enough water and we don't sleep enough.
Man, I just saw something that Dick Gregory did not long ago. And he was talking about how water can tear down a building, can make a train move.
Yeah.
So what makes you think that if you're not getting the proper water in your body that you need, that it won't tear down your vessel?
I know your book is going to be fascinating coming up this spring. Tell us about the release date. Do you know what that is? How big is this going to be?
Yes. We got a couple of books coming out. We got a book coming out that's going to be breaking down everything that we did, the type of things that we believe that people should put in their body as it relates to nutrition and health. That book will be coming out. But the first book release that we have, is the title of the book is called Keep Living When Death Is the Prognosis. And where that came from was after the doctor told me that I had just a short time to live, I went and laid down and I was just going to shut down all my businesses. At the time, I own a tax company and I have a couple of entrepreneur ventures that I've been doing. Right now, I own still my tax company and I own the dealership, but I shut it down.
Okay.
But I laid down getting ready for death. You know, even though I was going to fight, after they told me I had 3 months to live, it did something to me. And I heard something say to me, keep living.
Yes.
And I got up and I never laid down since. And I haven't laid down since then. And so that's the title of the book. It's being released March 18th.
Okay.
And the book release is going to be here in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at a sports club.
Okay.
We're going to release it at a sport club. We're going to have a big thing where people can come out and they can, get introduced to the gym and different nutrition. We have a tea coming out that we created that we drink every day and we to fight COVID, as a matter of fact. And we have a couple of supplements that my wife and I have come that we created that's going to be coming out real soon as well. But the book release is March 18th. You can pre-order on our website, which is journey2abetterhealth.com. We're just excited, man. Excited.
Your story is so inspiring. And I guess the number one thing that you would tell somebody to get started on this road, what would be like just a couple of statements that you can make to help somebody that's suffering with cancer, or they have family members that are suffering with cancer? What could you say right now to get them on the road, get started?
This is what I would say, that the doctors, you go to the doctor and you get it for a diagnosis, and then you start fighting for your life. You make up your mind. First of all, I made up my mind that I was going to survive, that I was going to live. And that's the first thing. That's the thing that I would tell a person, first of all, is make up your mind. Keep living.
Yeah.
Regardless of what everybody's telling you, you keep living. And then, on our website, people that's fighting sickness, you can go to our website. You can do a questionnaire. And in that questionnaire, you tell us what's going on with you. My wife and I will set up a consultation with you and we'll get with you and help you with a nutrition plan that you can fight. And then you never stop taking nutrition. No matter what the doctor says, you still fill your body with nutrition. You just keep fighting. You keep living. You don't quit. You make up your mind you're going to survive, because your mind will begin to follow what your body will follow your mind.
Wow. Man, thank you so much, Lorenzo Williams. And thank your wife, man, your beautiful wife, for this inspiration. We can't wait for the book to come out. We definitely want to support you, man, and promote you, because you are a lifesaver through the grace of God, that we have somebody that has tremendous courage, tremendous fearlessness in order to survive. And that's what we need. This is the only life we got. And we need, and you know, God will not be angry with us if we fight to preserve the life that he gave us. And, you know, he brought us into this world, and he had all that we needed to survive. And I'm glad that you found your way, brother.
One of the things that I said, brother, and then I'll let you go, is I said in the midst of this, I said that God is in control.
Come on.
Period.
Hey, Lorenzo, thank you so much, man, for sharing the story. Back in 2009, I lost my mother to ovarian cancer, and they caught it too late. And when you hear this story, we all have family members who have suffered from cancer. And you know somebody right now that has cancer that may be feeling kind of down. I want y'all to make sure you share this podcast with people that you love and people that you know, to give them some hope, because there is hope. The doctors are not God. They don't know everything. Like Lorenzo was just telling you, he and his wife fought back through nutrition. Just like with this COVID-19, why aren't they telling people how to build up their immune system? Why is it always just a shot? They always give you this world's remedy, but God gave us everything that we need. We just don't trust our intuition, our own God-like knowledge. What do you know about yourself? Do you believe what everybody says all the time? Isn't there another way than this world's medicine that doesn't do anything but make your symptoms worse? And haven't we seen enough of our family members die and go down with chemotherapy? Call this brother, 414-368-3462. That's 414-368-3462. 3462. And let's save our family members' lives.